Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game on Thursday published the preliminary harvest and value figures for the 2022 Alaska commercial salmon fishery. The 2022 commercial salmon fishery all species harvest was valued at approximately $720.4 million, an increase from the 2021 fishery value of $643.9 million. A total of 160.7 million fish were harvested, a 31% decrease from the 2021 total harvest of 233.8 million fish. This decrease is explained by relatively low pink salmon run size in 2022, a consistent trend for even-numbered years over the last decade. Of this total, sockeye salmon accounted for approximately 66% of the total value of $47.38 million and 47% of the harvest at 74.8 million fish. When compared to the long-term time series 1985 to 2021, the 2022 all-species commercial salmon harvest of approximately 160.7 million fish is close to the long-term average of 167 million fish and is the largest even-year harvest since 2010. In terms of pounds harvested, the 2022 harvest of 734.2 million pounds is slightly below the long-term average, 762 million pounds, and is the third-largest even-year volume in the new millennium. Adjusted for inflation, the CPI 2022 prices, the 2022 ex-vessel value estimated at $720.4 million is the 24th lowest ex-vessel value reported since 1975. The 2022 statewide sockeye salmon harvest of 74.8 million fish is the largest on record, mostly due to significant harvest in the Bristol Bay area. These are the preliminary harvest and value estimates, which will change as fish tickets are processed and finalized. Dollar values provided by the ADF&G are based on estimated ex-vessel prices and do not include post-season price adjustments. The final value of the 2022 salmon fishery will be determined in the 2023 after seafood processor buyers and direct marketers report total value paid to fishermen in 2022. The initial members of the newly formed Nikiski Advisory Planning Commission are up for approval at the upcoming Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting scheduled for Tuesday, November 15th. And once approved, they'll hit the ground running with a scheduled meeting with the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, President Frank Richards, set for Thursday, December 1st. Borough Mayor Mike Navarre has nominated Tom Corson, Patricia Williams, Karen McGann, Lenora Neeson, Kelly Brewer, Michael Peck, and Jason Ross to serve on the Nikiski Advisory Planning Commission. Borough Mayor Navarre talks about the committee selection and confirmation.
We have a new advisory planning commission in the Nikiski area that was approved by the assembly a couple of meetings ago, and we're just in the process at the next assembly meeting. The assembly will confirm members that I have appointed to that advisory planning commission.
The commission will meet with the president of the AGDC on December 1st, according to Borough Mayor Navarre.
On December 1st, we're intending to have our initial meeting of that committee. Frank Richards from AGDC, Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, will be here to talk about some of the progress or announcements that have been made about that and give a little better perspective about where we're at and what else needs to happen. So that'll be on December 1st, Nikiski Advisory Planning Commission.
For more information on the AGDC regarding Agrium and the Alaska LNG facility, you'll find news stories on our website at RadioKenai.com. Also on RadioKenai.com, you'll find Veterans Day messages from Senator Lisa Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan. Thanks again for listening this morning. I'm Matt Wilson, and this is KSRM News.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.